In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let me again express my displeasure at that last line. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Whoop-dee-freakin-do. And it's translated that way in such a wimpy way because they wanted to appease the radical feminists. You know, inclusive language. Because guess what it used to say? Let he who has ears hear. It's a little different, isn't it? They have robbed the force of the sacred scripture to satisfy an earthly ideology, and it is horrible. Okay, I got that out. Let's move on to the parable of the field. The first time I remember reading this, it's kind of a funny story. I was in my sophomore year in high school, and we were in electronics class, and we had some downtime. And so one of my friends, who's a good Mormon chap, was doing his seminary homework. So he looks up at me and says, "Hey, Eric, you're a religious guy, right?" "Yeah." "How about helping me with my seminary homework?" I said, "I don't think that's a good idea. I think that I might get you called into your bishop." But he put press, so we sat down and we explained this parable. And it actually turned out okay because their interpretation of it is not much different from ours or from the one which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gives. And remember that the parable of the weeds in the field is about the problem of evil. You know, why is there evil? Where does it come from? Why doesn't God do something about it? And our Lord likens evildoers to weeds. You know, I kind of like it. I think that's a good analogy. You know, they're where you don't want them to be. They're a pain in the behind, and they serve no useful purpose. Okay, so we know what they are. Where do they come from? The devil. Now, that doesn't mean that, like the sainted Flip Wilson used to say, that the devil made me do it. But the devil tempts. But ultimately, if we fall to temptation, it's our fault. It's not the devil's fault. It's not anyone else's. It's ours. But they are his children by committing sin. Now, why doesn't God do anything about it? Well, because he doesn't want to pull up the wheat along with the weeds. And also because, unlike wheat and weeds, people can change in their lives. They can convert. They can turn from sin and turn to the gospel. Likewise, they can turn from being wheat to weeds. And so what matters is what you are when the harvest comes, which is the end of your life or the end of the age. And what will happen? Will God say, "Well, I forgive everyone. Everyone gets to come in"? No. The weeds are to be collected and burnt in fiery Gehenna, where neither the flames nor the worms die. And the wheat is gathered into his barn, which is the kingdom of heaven, the banquet feast of the wedding of the Lamb. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let he who has ears hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.